Biblically-centered kids.
Happy Wednesday, kiddos. Thank you so much for listening to the Biblically-Centered Kids podcast. I'm so happy you're here today. It's a great Wednesday. My name is Miss Danica, and today is April 10th, 2024. There is so much happening today. First off, today is National Hug Your Dog Day. So if you have a dog, why don't you just give him a squeeze or give her a little squeeze? Maybe let him have a treat. Let him know how much you love him. We don't have a dog yet, but we sure enjoy all of our friends' puppy dogs. So if you have a dog, just treat them special and show them how much you appreciate them today, okay? Dogs are a man's best friend. Today is also National Siblings Day. Do any of you have siblings? If you're an only child, that's okay. You can enjoy your friends and your family, right? But if you have siblings, today is a great day to tell them how much you love and appreciate them. Siblings are often our best friends, but sometimes they're our worst enemies, right? But our siblings can encourage us to be our best. They also embarrass us, but they can also be our biggest motivators and competitors. So siblings just can make your life a lot more fun. Here are some famous siblings in history that you might know. As children, Wilbur and Orville Wright, the two middle children in a family of seven kiddos, were best buddies. And although they never went to college, they still managed to usher in the age of modern aviation. That's right. In 1903, Wilbur and Orville Wright achieved the first powered, sustained, and controlled airplane flight. And 2 years later, they built and flew the first practical airplane. And so the two of them always shared the credit. So none of them boasted or made themselves look better than the other, but they shared the credit and they maintained a close relationship throughout their whole lives. All right, here's some more siblings. Charlotte, born in 1816, Emily, born in 1818, and Anne, born in 1829, their last name, Bronte, they wrote stories to entertain themselves all growing up. And it says in adulthood, each went on to become a novelist, which means they wrote really long, fabulous books. So Charlotte wrote Jane Eyre. Emily wrote Wuthering Heights. And Anne penned Agnes Grey and The Tenant of Wildfell Hall. And although Anne might be well less known than her two other siblings, it says her novel, The Tenant of Wildfell Hall, was actually a bestseller in 1848 and sold more copies than Emily's 1948 novel, Wuthering Heights. So they were all siblings who all became great, prolific writers. California-born Venus, born in 1980, and Serena, born in 1981, were the youngest of five sisters and barely out of toddlerhood when their dad, Richard, started teaching them tennis. And it says their father's intensity and the girls' raw talent and dedication paid off, with the girls developing into record-breaking all-time champions. Not to mention known by their first name, cultural icons. Venus and Serena are also famous for their competitiveness with one another, which just fueled their careers and their loving relationship with one another. Some more siblings, Scott Kelly and Mark Kelly, are identical twins from West Orange, New Jersey, who grew up to be the groundbreaking astronauts at the center of NASA's 2015 to 2016 twin study.
Huh?
So the study followed changes to Scott's body after he spent a year in space, while Mark remained on Earth. And so that study found that Scott's year in space brought just minor changes in his gene expression. This knowledge was a major step in understanding how spaceflight affects the human body. And speaking of space, who went outside and saw the solar eclipse on Monday? Wearing those special glasses, of course. Well, where we live in Kansas, we reached 87% totality. So that means there was still a little bit of the sun peeking out, but it still covered a good portion. And it really, it looked a little eerie outside, like a storm was about to roll in. And it actually got a little chilly. So it was 12:30 and it was kind of cold when the sun was being blocked by the moon. And so I hope you were able to experience some of the solar eclipse where you live. Maybe you were directly in the path, or maybe you just experienced some like I was. Or you know what? Maybe you didn't even experience any at all. You could always look up when the next one is going to come through your area, and then you could kind of look forward to that happening, because it was actually ended up being a pretty cool experience. All right. So do you remember what virtue we've been learning this week? Yeah! That's right. This week, we're learning about making it a priority to serve and worship God. Virtue O says, we offer our time to God, making it a priority to serve and worship Him. Today, we are going to play a very special game. We're going to play Simon Says. Except on this show, we play it Simon Peter Says. So when I say Simon, we know I'm really talking about Simon Peter from the Bible. Simon Peter, or the Apostle Peter, was one of Jesus' 12 disciples and one of his closest three friends. Peter was a fisherman by trade along with his brother Andrew, and he grew into a preacher and bold leader for Christ. Jesus told him he would be the rock on which I build my church. And Simon Peter, like you know from a few weeks ago, boldly stepped out of the boat to walk on the water with Jesus. And so Peter's brazenness shows us that God uses even the most unwieldy people to advance his kingdom. All right. So if you've never played Simon Says before, it's a fun game where I will tell you to do certain actions after I first say the magic phrase, Simon Says. But remember, only do the action if I say Simon Says first. If I say something without saying Simon Says first, don't do it. All right, are you ready to test your listening skills and your knowledge of Bible stories? Let's get started. Simon says, raise up your hand like Moses and part the Red Sea. All right, Simon says, march through the parted Red Sea. You're marching, knees up high, good job. Simon says, jump up and down since you just crossed the Red Sea. Do a little celebration, do a dance. Simon says, sit down in the boat with Jesus. Good job. Are you sitting on the ground? All right, stand up quickly because you see a storm. Uh-oh, did I catch some of you? You should still be sitting down because Simon didn't say. Simon says, stand up calmly because Jesus calms the storm. There you go. Now you're able to stand up. Simon says, walk around in a small circle 7 times, just like the wall of Jericho. Whew, are you getting dizzy? Dizzy? How many more times do you have to go? Just a few more. All right. Simon says, stop. Simon says, hold up a shield and a sword like David. Simon says, put the shield and the sword on the ground. Right? We know that David didn't actually use the shield and sword against Goliath. But what did he use? Simon says, pretend to twirl your slingshot. Throw your stone at Goliath. Uh-oh, did you throw a stone at Goliath? Simon didn't say. Simon says, throw your stone gently to defeat Goliath. And we throw it gently because God is the one who made it hit its mark, not David. Even though he was very skilled, obviously, with his slingshot. Simon says, lay down and sleep like Daniel in the lion's den. Simon says, stand back up. Simon says, pretend to climb a tree like Zacchaeus. Jump down from the tree. Oh, man. Did I get you? Simon says, pretend to climb down. Well, did you enjoy playing Simon Peter Says? I hope you did, because I really did. All right, well, I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday, and I will see you again tomorrow. Until next time.